Welcome back to the Mythic Giraffe Podcast. I'm Chris.
And I'm Ron. It's been a long day.
Yeah, it's a lovely, warm, pollen-y day.
Yeah.
I felt bad. I dropped a Barsky's buggy back off, and I was like, I did wash it, but you can't tell.
Yeah. It's such a losing battle to wash your car in this time.
Yeah.
It's terrible.
It's like snow. You should just squeegee it off. And
I have determined that Astapro works pretty well. So I'm going to give that the Ron thumbs up.
The what?
Astapro?
Astapro? Okay.
It's a nasal spray allergy relief.
Oh, okay.
First time using it ever.
Yeah.
Worked pretty well.
Yeah. I just huff turpentine, and that kind of opens me up.
That would work. It's all natural.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, what's more natural than turpentine?
Oh, it comes from trees, right?
Yeah. See?
Can't be bad.
Yeah. Yeah. When you can see the pollen blow through the air, though, it's just...
It's a magical time of year.
It is. Yeah. We need like a good like day and a half soaking rain.
Yeah. Yeah. I have this bush that only looks good for a week a year.
Yeah.
I hate this bush. I want to remove it.
Is it an azalea?
No, I have no idea what it is, a bush. But it blooms white and it's pretty for like a week.
Yeah.
In the spring. And then after that, it's just green. It's fine. It's a bush. Whatever. And
he wants like some kind of chameleon bush.
That's the bush. I don't know. It's green. It goes green. What color do your bushes go?
Well, yeah, I mean, mine stays green, but you're like disappointed. You're like, white flowers for 2 weeks and that's green. It's like,
it's just a, I don't know, whatever. But it's got these little tiny, I don't know, flecks of bullshit on it. So every time you rub by it, it's like my whole arm's covered in them for like the next month.
Yeah. Yeah, that's assault.
I want to remove it, but...
See, here's what you do. You accidentally hit it when you're cutting the grass, and it'll die, and then you have to pull it up.
I have trimmed this thing back to an inch of its life. It doesn't die. It's the cockroach of bushes.
It just stares at you like, bring it.
Yeah, I pour burning motor oil right in it. It's like, and it's just like, more! I don't really do that. It's not what I do.
Wait, I thought that's what Fight Club said was great fertilizer.
Murder oil.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you, have you finished or watched the Fallout show?
I'm not done. I need to sit down and finish.
How many episodes in are you?
4 or 5.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. I finished it the other day. I like it.
It's really good.
Yeah.
It's long episodes. It's the only thing I would
say.
A little long.
Well, and that's why I wish they had wait and just put it out week by week.
Right.
Just, yeah. If you're going to put out 20-minute episodes, sure. Put, you know, 3 or 4 out at a time. But if you're doing a week or, you know, an hour, make it a week by week.
The first episode was like 1 hour and 30, right?
Yeah.
It's a movie.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
They were actually watching it at work yesterday.
Oh, wow.
I was like, wow.
Yeah, I tried playing Fallout. I think the TV show and the mobile game, what, Fallout Shelter, that's about it. Because I tried Fallout 4. I feel like every enemy is a bullet sponge. And just...
I would say the one thing I don't like about Bethesda games in general is you never feel powerful.
Yeah, I felt so weak. And because
they always level up the enemies against you, and you never feel like, oh man, I'm kicking ass.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is an issue.
Yeah.
Yeah. But
my little dog meat got hurt and had to jam a stim pack in him.
Yeah, that's the worst.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I'm like fighting somebody. I was saying, Ipe! I'm like, no.
Oh, no, you didn't, motherfucker.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah. It's like, I will empty every round of every clip I have. Yeah.
My problem with Fallout is it is like the ultimate hoarder game.
You're
so much
over encumbered
junk.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, so in Fallout 4, you can use it to make, and that was the other thing, you're supposed to like build things up in Sanctuary and the other little developments.
Yeah.
It's like, no, I just want to go shoot people, go pew pew, and yeah. And after watching the show, yeah, you know, I was like, oh man, you know, this exo armor, this is bad stuff. And I find the one in the game, I'm like, well, I ran out of energy just walking across the map.
Yep. Yep.
That's lame.
Yeah, like the power server is always disappointing in every Fallout game. You're always like, I'm gonna save it up, I'm gonna use it on this fight, and then you're like, oh, ugh. I need a freaking fusion core.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's annoying. But it's, I mean, yeah, people love it. I don't love it or hate it. I'll play them and I enjoy them.
Yeah.
But I'm not like I'm going to go play Fallout 4 like five more times.
You know? Yeah. Yeah. There's the people like, oh, yeah, I've got 2,000 hours in it. I'm like, what in the hell were you doing for that amount of time?
Yeah, it's the Skyrim thing too, right?
Yeah.
I play the heck out of Skyrim and I'm like, eh. Yeah. Every time go to play Skyrim again, I'm like, ah, it's fine. I did this already.
And then I see the people like, oh, well, you got to mod it. No. If you have to mod a game to make it neat, no.
I mean, remod it to make it more enjoyable. It's different.
That's fine. But the people are like, oh, yeah, look, there's this mod, and it turns, you know, the Death Claws into Thomas the Tank Engine. I'm like, you're dumb. Go away. Go play with your Thomas.
You want to shoot Thomas the Tank Engine at Deathclaws, guys? I approve. Enjoy your game.
I guess do you for you, but go. I don't know. So yeah, because Fallout 4, you're in Vault 111.
I can't remember.
I don't know.
Fallout 4, honestly, was my least favorite Fallout.
Yeah.
It got the whole Minutemen thing,
yeah,
overdone and annoying.
But yeah,
it was fine. It's just that I felt
you got to find your baby.
Sure, whatever.
Yeah,
Fallout 3 was the best of the bunch, I think.
Yeah,
but yeah. Personal opinion. Some people really love New Vegas. It's fine.
Yeah.
Apparently the Fallout 76. I started playing that a little bit again.
Yeah.
Apparently they're adding Pittsburgh and somewhere else. Can't remember.
Maybe Fruitland.
Definitely not Fruitland.
Etna.
Etna? Is that a town?
Yeah.
Where's that at?
It's an area.
Where?
Up by you.
No, it's the name of a fire company.
But it's that region.
No, it's not.
Yeah.
No.
Oh, they should add Newark.
New Ark?
No, Newark, the one in Worcester County.
Oh, yeah, that's fine.
I haven't ran into anything in like 5 hours. Yeah, there's only like a population of 12.
Yeah, Etna, by the way, is the name of the fire company. It's not named after the town. It has nothing to do with the name of the town. Stop calling it Etna. It's not Etna.
It's Etna in my heart.
Just because you don't have your near named town's fire department's name separately. Fire department's old. That's why. Old-timey fire departments.
Old-timey fire departments. Yeah. Well, you know. At least they keep their vehicles on six wheels.
That's fair. Have you noticed a trend? I talked to my wife about this the other day.
Oh, gosh.
It's just people are driving worse and worse.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Like, the other day, I was leaving the gym, and the road is, I mean, it's 50-mile-an-hour road, but it's one lane each way.
Yeah.
And there was a light, a red light. So the car in front of me is doing 50 and slowing down to the red light. I'm doing 50, slowing down to the red light. Appropriate behavior.
Yeah.
And here comes this moron who just shoots past us on the shoulder at 70 miles an hour and just runs the red light.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and the number of red lights I've seen ran recently are just ridiculous. I saw a school bus run a red light.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, to the point where, like, I heard the school bus woo, woo, to speed up through it.
I had to yell at a school bus driver the other day, a couple weeks ago. The school bus in front of my neighborhood is there's a there's a shopping center, and there's sidewalks.
It's right by Anal Tech.
No, the other side.
No.
And there's sidewalks. And the school bus kept parking on the sidewalk. He would drive up over the grass and park on the sidewalk and just sit there. He'd do it every day.
No.
He was destroying the grass, everything.
Yeah.
So I finally was like, yo, you can't park on the sidewalk. Oh, I didn't know that.
I didn't know that?
That you couldn't park a freaking school bus on a sidewalk? Yeah. He had to stop doing it, though. I see him all the time. I'm like, see?
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, see? Somebody just had to call him out.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Educate him. So if there are two vehicles that they're facing each other, they both have the green light. One is making a right turn. The other is making a left turn. Which one has the right of way?
Right turn.
Oh, the right turn? Really? Yeah. Really? So when you wave people along and they just sit there and stare at you like you're a moron? And you're like, harpoon guns.
I almost hit a dirt bike kid the other day. They've started to show up here in town.
Oh, gosh.
They are obnoxious.
Yeah.
They run the red lights. They dart in and out of cars. How they don't get killed on a regular basis, I really don't understand.
It's proof that Darwin had something wrong. God.
And it's like the one thing I'm just like, just uncharacteristically angry at. Like, I never wish harm on people.
Right.
But I really wish harm on those people.
Well, yeah, it's because of what it causes to, you know, the poor... Grandma Schmerkins, who's just driving to the store, and they dart in front of her, and she clips them or something. Then she has that trauma on, you know, her mind.
Oh yeah, it's the putting other people in danger. And then if they hit you, like that happened in Philadelphia, where that lady run into the back of her car, and then they swarm her, and they're stomping on her car. It's like,
yep,
they're in the wrong every time. Like,
yeah,
every instance I've ever seen, they're in the wrong.
Yeah,
and. People are like, oh, I don't know why the cops are just letting them go. And I'm like, yeah, that's actually true, because the cops could definitely find them. They're not putting the effort in.
Right.
They just need to, unfortunately, they need to be cracked down upon because they're out of
control. Yeah, I get the whole, because if you chase them, it adds, you know, a safety factor to everybody. But like you said, yeah, they stop eventually.
Right. They stop eventually. They post it on Facebook and TikTok.
Yeah.
It's not too hard to find them. So we need to find them and actually arrest them, because they are a menace. They are insane.
Yeah. And the whole, we don't have anywhere else to ride, but find a place.
No, that's a BS excuse.
Oh, yeah. I know, but that's what they claim.
They're riding like that because they want to cause trouble.
Yeah.
They ride around purposely. I think they're purposely trying to antagonize people and the police.
Oh, absolutely.
That's all my traffic updates.
Yeah, but I'm like you. I have noticed people are driving dumber and dumber. And the number of people on their phone.
Yeah, it's getting
bad. God. Back. Like, which is weird. It just kills me. It's like, as soon as people get to a stoplight, phone out. It's like, what? No. I saw a guy the other day with a laptop on his steering wheel.
Nice.
Yeah.
That's fun.
Yeah. It, like, if I'm in my work car, I'm like, hey, you know, I like try to get their attention. I'm like, you shouldn't be on your phone. Well, I'm stopped. I'm like, yeah, but you're still operating a motor vehicle.
My problem now is my phone is my radio. So if I want to change the song, I got to, you know, hit my phone and touch the song.
Yeah, but that's touching it. You're not having it in your lap while you're scrolling through TikTok or whatever.
I don't have the talks.
Yeah, well.
Though my phone or Pandora, I'm not sure which of the two, has now made a point where they crash.
Ooh.
And I have to reset my phone because Pandora will just keep playing. It won't stop. Like, the app is closed and the song is still playing.
Oh my gosh.
And now what happens sometimes is there's unskippable songs. Some song will come on and I can't skip it. I have to turn my radio off. I just have to turn the volume down. I'm like, nope. It's terrible. Gosh.
Yeah. You just, oh, what? You just ride around quiet? Well, no, it's a song I don't like to listen to. That's all. And I can't. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't want to listen to stupid Justin Timberlake songs.
What's it? The other day was, well, yesterday, Wednesday, I forgot my earbuds. So I had to work out in, you know, just listening to the fans, because I feel weird about just playing my music over the stereo.
It's fine. So, it's fine, Jim.
Yeah, but yeah, cause my luck though, it'll, you know, have some songs dropping the F-bomb every other word and like the chat.
Come work out station one in the dungeon.
I could, yeah. Reference the images of the gentleman in afros showing me how to lift properly.
Yeah. And you can smell the delicious smell of that rubber mat that never went away.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's a healthy smell.
You can jump on our treadmill that's basically stapled together.
I think you're going to say it's like, you know, two coffee cans with like a hose wrapped around them. Yeah.
The people are like, I don't know why you guys don't use this gym. Really? Yeah. You don't know why we don't use this equipment in gym. Weird.
Yeah. I was talking to Steerhoff the other day, and a renovation of that gym is in the works. Like Station 16's.
Oh, well, that'd be nice. Unfortunately, I think that whole building needs to be demoed, or like significant changes need to be made to it.
Well, I mean, it's electrically safe.
Oh, yeah. When the city electrician looks at this and says, I'm not touching this.
Yeah.
We got real problems.
Yeah. Well, now they don't have a city electrician. Now they just contract it out.
That's fair. Solve that problem.
Yeah. Bill won't look at stuff. We just won't hire anybody.
Yep. Good old city of Salisbury.
Oh, yeah. What's that? It's going to cost $250,000 to contract outsiders, or we could hire an electrician for $90,000.
I mean, we also contract someone to change the oil of our vehicles, and we have a freaking shop.
So, I talked to one of the guys from utilities or whatever, or what is that? Field ops? There's so many different names.
Yeah, whatever the name is now.
Yeah. They're supposed to have 4 mechanics, and right now they have 2.5.
Is one guy got no legs?
Well, evidently he's part-time or something.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so they're like, yeah, we would love to help you guys out, but until they put at least a third mechanic in the budget, we're overworked.
Well, that's kind of here nor there, the point. But for all these years where they did have mechanics,
yeah, that's just a thing. Yeah.
You know, because if we had been sending our stuff there, they probably would be like, we really need a fourth mechanic.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. Help justify that.
Right. Instead, we pay a company to come to the station and change the oil, which is really cool to watch. But yeah. I'm sure we're not paying no money for that. I'm sure it's more than $0.
No, they're doing that after the kindness of their hearts. They're like, they're with a fire company. We got to help them out.
I'm sure that's happening.
Yeah.
How many fire trucks do you think, fire apparatus, overall in the whole country, actually get serviced correctly?
2, probably.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
It's like way lower than you really want it to be.
Oh, yeah.
You know, because big cities, you have all those engines. Duct tape and
prayers.
Yeah, it's like, oh, well, we can't afford a new engine, so we're just going to hope this works
for
like the next 6 years and live with it. Yeah. And then small rural departments are just like, well, like, Todd has, he's got a John Deere tractor. He probably fix that engine out there.
Yeah.
It's probably the same.
Yeah.
It's all ball bearings these days.
Okay, yeah, Fletch.
So that's probably the reality of the fire service.
Yeah.
You know, and I think our department
doesn't tell me my job, boy.
I think our department does a pretty decent job of maintenance.
Yeah.
But man, I bet even our stuff's probably not maintained as well as it's supposed to.
No. Well, and but you look at like some of those bigger cities, like the last time I was in Boston, I saw some of those engines and they're just like, you know, it was like, hey guys, we know there's a new engine in the budget that's getting cut. We got you this pop rivet kit set so you can redo the sheet metal. Have fun.
Yeah. Well, Boston was the one that their brakes failed on the truck. And like they had been writing it up for like 8 months. And then the brakes failed, the truck hit a building. And they were like, how could this have been happening? Weird.
Like Fred Flintstone stopping. Mm-hmm. You guys have been going through work boots really fast.
Just like throwing grappling hooks out to make turns. Hold on tight, Rook.
All right, let it go.
Golly, our grappling hook budget is through the roof.
Yeah. Yeah. I just envision like the mechanic from Mad Max just down there tinkering away.
Yep. Yeah.
I found these parts. Golly day.
I had a conversation with the police chief, and I'm not sure I believe his statement, but his hypothesis is that it's cheaper to buy each officer a take-home vehicle than it is for them to have a pool of vehicles. His theory is that
they'll take pool better of vehicles, care of it.
Well, they'll take care of it, but they also, like, that pool of vehicles gets driven 24 hours a day, 365 days a year, you know, all the time that vehicle's just running.
Yeah.
Whereas if it's a take-home vehicle, it's going to last longer. And I was like, it's probably true.
Yeah, I can see it.
You know? So we need take-home fire engines. That's what I'm really saying.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. D-Ship's coming in with their engine.
You just rotate it.
Yeah.
Matt, you're taking it this week. Meg, you're taking it next week.
The month the Wismer has it is like really bad, I guess.
Yeah.
Wismer ran 14 tolls again this week.
Yeah. Yeah, my time as acting deputy is almost up. I got to go out on one call as deputy too.
Oh, it's fun.
Yeah. Well, there was a medical emergency as I was driving home. I was like right there. I was like, I can't drive by this. They're going to see, you know, so I was like, I'm marked up. I go there. Well, I open the back. There's nothing in there. So I like went to the patient. I'm like, there. Help is on the way. I'm like, I will get your pulse and respirations.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was kind of neat though, because it was the dispatcher on C shift. The one that sounds like she's from like DC or somewhere.
Oh, yeah.
She was like, Deputy Chief, you on the scene.
The deputy.
Yeah.
Well, that's fun.
Yeah.
I'm sad you only get one call, but you know.
Yeah. No. Well, I mean, as the dep of admin, you really shouldn't be running a lot of calls.
Honestly, should the deputy chiefs be running any calls?
No. Well, I mean, if there's like a 3 alarm.
Don't take this the wrong way.
But they shouldn't be running it. They should just be showing up and assisting.
Right.
Yeah.
Like, who do you want to run that 3 alarm fire? The guy who does it every day or the guy who shows up once every 7 months?
Oh, every 7 months, obviously.
That's right. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. The ones that know how to dispose of lithium ion batteries. And
we had a whole conversation about that yesterday.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. The ones that... when dispatch asks, can you give a description of the vehicles? Well, there's a yellow one and a gray one. Yep. That was transmitted.
Got it. Taking care of it.
Yep.
We got an APB out.
Yep. Yep. And the next morning I saw the chief. I was like, did you hear? He said yellow and gray. Already heard it. And I was like, okay. Yeah.
Well, ready to move on to topic one?
Yeah, topic one.
So this conversation happened with a friend of mine, and it was actually your fault.
My fault?
Yes.
Oh, it's God. Your fault. Were you talking to Andre?
No.
Okay. I got Andre in trouble one time.
What did you do now?
I didn't do anything. Well, I did, but...
No, not that.
Oh, yeah.
No, this is from like 2 days ago.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So you sent me an emoji in reply to something I sent. in a text.
Okay.
And I sent to my friend, who I've known for 30 years, probably at this point. Well, let's say 25 years. I said, man, I just do not understand emojis. And I don't think I'm ever going to get it. So then he made it worse because he says, yeah, I don't understand them either. And apparently emojis mean different things to different people of different age groups. And I'm like, this is stupid.
Wait, what?
Yeah, apparently, according to him, I haven't really researched the topic because I don't know any Gen Alpha-ers, which I didn't even know was a thing.
Okay.
Yeah, there's that. But certain people see the emojis as a different thing because of their age group. So it's, I'm out. I have decided that this is one more thing that has just skipped me by, and I'm an old man yelling at the rain because I don't get it. I don't understand emojis. I don't understand the point of emojis. I don't get what's the benefit of emojis. And then if you're going to tell me that there's different points to emojis, I'm really out. I've heard people describe them as a whole new language.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's kind of like hieroglyphics.
We got rid of that shit 10,000 years ago, bruh. Yeah. For a reason.
Yeah.
Like, not 10,000.
Wow. The thumbs up emoji should not be used.
Why?
This has been voted the most uncool emoji due to the dismissive tone it conveys.
How does an emoji have a tone?
I don't know.
That doesn't make any sense.
And right? In Afghanistan, Iran, Iraq, and Nigeria, they see the thumbs up as an insulting and disrespectful societal item.
See? You've been sending emojis, and you sent something and defended me to my core.
Well, I sent you, like, the throw-up face.
Who knows what that could mean?
Well, we're going to find out. A red heart has been overused and is cringeworthy. If you must use a heart, use a different color.
There's what? What?
Okay.
What? What?
Yeah. The okay hand sign? White supremacist.
I have heard rumblings of that.
Yeah.
Apparently it's a thing. I don't really understand it. But apparently you have to be real careful as a white dude given the okay symbol.
Yeah, I didn't know that.
Yeah. This is my problem. It's not something I do frequently, but I could be like, okay, bud. And then now all of a sudden I'm a freaking, you know, white supremacist. I didn't know that.
Yeah. The crying face is now used for laughter. Because you're crying with laughter. Or they use the skull emoji to convey as in, I'm dead or so funny I could die.
Whatever happened to the good old LOL ROFL MAOO?
Clapping hands is more of the slow clap. So what? It's a sarcastic clap, not applause. Ooh, and in China, clapping hands emoji means love making. Yeah.
I don't think they're doing it right. I don't think that's how lovemaking works. See?
Oh my gosh.
See what I'm telling you? You can't use emojis anymore. You're a Gen Xer.
Slang is out. Well, they also have all new terms.
See what you started?
Oh my gosh. I'm so old.
You're so old.
Yeah. New Gyat? GYAT. Do you have any idea what that means?
Give your...
Nope, doesn't stand for something.
What?
Yeah.
Yeah, then I don't know.
It's a term used to describe a girl's curvaceous behind. Oh, it does stand for something. I'm sorry. Girl, your ass thick.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. Sure.
Rizzler.
The Rizzler.
Yeah.
Well, What they don't know is on a cold October night, the Riddler was fighting Batman. And Batman punched him so hard that the Riddler fell into a Twizzler factory and was horrifically scarred and emerged as the Rizzler.
Someone who's good at picking up women.
No, I got it right the first time.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, gosh. Slay.
Well, I know that one means.
What's that?
I know what that one means.
What?
Slay. Yeah. Slay, man.
Yeah, you've done well. Evidently, that was favored by Gen Z, and it's now out. Yeah. Skibidi.
I'm sorry, what?
Skibidi. S-K-I-B-I-D-I.
That's not a word.
It's from the YouTube animated series Skibidi Toilet. Used in gaming to describe someone who is evil or bad. What the? What? I don't understand this. I'm old. Yeah. You're so Skibidi. You're sticking your giat for the Rizzler. I hope my kids upstairs can hear me. They're probably cringing.
Well, they know it all, so, you know.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. But yeah, there was something I said the other day. Oh, what was it? Oh. Buff? There was something I was saying that means weed now.
That means God. Weed?
Yeah. 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 I can't. I'll have to ask my kids.
Kids, get down here and explain this.
Well, we had an employee who was putting emojis into patient care reports.
That's not true.
Yes, it is.
That's not, that can't be true.
Yeah, no, serious. He got counseled on it. But yeah. Patient was taking to the picture of an ambulance. Zah, that's what it is. Like, I asked the kids, we're going to get pizza. Oh. I was like, oh, you want to go get some Zah? And they're like, no.
Zah means pizza, bro. I watch Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Exactly. Exactly.
That's, uh-oh.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah, and it's not bruh anymore. It's bruh. Everybody's bruh. My youngest just sent me a text. Stop saying weird things and make dinner. God. Oh, she unsent it. Ah, isn't that cute? Already been seen, child.
How do you unsend a text?
Evidently, with iPhones, you can unsend a text.
Huh.
Yeah.
Did not know that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now I'm going to blow your mind even more to grind your gears a little bit more. Did you know that we're supposedly, you and I, Xennials?
Xennials?
Yes.
What the hell does that mean? Between X and Gen Z?
Or millennials X, and... We're between X and millennials. We're Xennials because we're born in the late 70s, early 90s, or early 80s.
Okay. Xennials.
Bullshit. We're a micro generation.
What? What? So who are the Gen Alphas?
That is people born after 2010. Or I'm sorry, 12, somewhere around there.
Yeah. Between 2010 and 2025.
Yeah. Yeah. The Silent Generation is 28 to 45. Baby Boomers 46 to 64.
Yeah.
Gen X, which I always identified as a Gen Xer, 65 to 80. Millennial, 81 to 96. 97 to 12 is Z, and then Alpha.
And they're also called Zoomers, Gen Z.
I have heard that.
And millennials are called Gen Y.
I've heard that too.
Huh.
Yeah.
Gosh.
I don't even really know why we were called Gen X.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I, Well, because we were coming off of things like David Bowie and
it comes from a book.
Really?
The Generation X, The Tales of for an Accelerated Culture, author Douglas Copeland. There you go.
I just want to know why we don't have our mutant powers.
Billy Idol was an early adopter of the Gen X term.
Good for you, Billy.
Yeah. We've been also.
Do you think he goes by William now?
No, he definitely. I think he leans even further into the Billy Idol thing. And he looks rough.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How old is Billy Idol now?
It's got to be in his late 60s.
68?
Yeah.
Ooh, yeah, he is.
Yeah. Got to be late centers. Late.
What the hell is California sober?
That means you smoke weed but don't drink alcohol.
Okay. Yeah, Billy Idol is California sober decades after height of drug addiction.
Mm-hmm.
Billy Idol was on drugs? No.
In Germany, Gen X is known as Generation Golf for the car.
Huh.
Yeah.
Gen Golf.
The most common name for Gen X was Jennifer or Michael. And I did go to a lot of school with a lot of Jennifers and Michaels.
Yeah, I was supposed to be a Michael.
That doesn't make any sense.
My name was supposed to be Michael Christopher.
How does that work?
What do you mean, how does that work?
Well, the government doesn't step in at the last moment. Like, no, that's not happening.
My cousin was born a month before, and his mom named him Michael Christopher.
Hmm.
Yeah, stole my name.
Hmm. I was,
I gotta say, a lot of the mics I know, kind of weird.
Sure.
Yeah. Especially the one that used to work at Station One.
One of them works at Station One. Not anymore. Yeah.
That retired, what, 10 years ago or whatever?
Oh, that guy.
Yeah.
Baby boomer. Well, that's my fun fact about emojis. And so what you need to know is you can't use emojis anymore.
Oh, no. I'm going to use them all the time now.
You don't know what the hell they mean.
I'm going to use so many emojis. You don't watch.
I don't even know how to make them work on my phone. I was so... Oh, my God. I was so embarrassed. Yay,
the other day. Get in there. Get the emojis on my phone.
I went to the doctor's office. I had my physical. And... she wanted to see the results of our cancer screen thing.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, I can log into it on my phone. You can look at them. She's like, can you send me a screenshot of this? And I was like, I don't know how to do that. So she took my phone like I was an old man in a nursing home and was like, I think you just push this button, this button. And I was like, I take screenshots all the time accidentally. I don't know how it works.
Let me just fumble around with my phone. Eventually, I'll take a screenshot for you.
I was so embarrassed. She literally like had this look at, okay, Grandpa, let's go back to nursing home.
Come on, Nampa, this is how your phone works.
So bad.
Do you have a driver today? I hear you're having applesauce.
That's really how it felt. It was so bad. It was so bad. And she's not that much younger than me. I just wanted to look at her and be like, this will be you one day.
Yeah.
I can't get my Bluetooth to work.
Oh, gosh.
My Pandora keeps playing unskippable songs. Sure it does, Grandpa. Calm down.
Sure it does. Does everybody hear the music or does just you?
Yeah.
She's probably like, sir, if you stop using your Zune, maybe it wouldn't have issues.
There it is.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was such a bad moment for me.
Yeah.
It's rough.
But it's, I mean, it's not a huge age gap, but my wife is a couple years younger than me, so I think she'd be a little bit more tech savvy, but her patience for technology is zero.
Oh, my wife has zero patience for technology. Like, I'm always afraid. She'll go into
Prime Video or something, and it's like, And then I can hear the remote click, 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 click. And all of a sudden, boom, 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 it's jumped like 18 pages. I'm like, what are you doing? Well, it wasn't working. So I hit it more. I was like, is that how that works?
Okay. Yeah, that's,
okay. Yeah. All right.
My car's not starting. I just kicked it 38 times.
Yeah. It's fine. Yeah.
I'm always constantly afraid that my wife is going to just freak out about technology and I'm going to see the TV go out the window or something. When we cut the cable and got rid of, like, we just don't have any cable anymore.
Yeah.
Like, it was a real learning process in the family for one of us.
What? So, my wife the other day, she was like, so I've been thinking, I think we really need to get rid of cable and just, you know, we'll have internet and, you know, we'll just stream things. Are you okay with that? I was like, you realize that I pitched this topic years ago. No, you never said anything. I was like, oh my, what? Yep. Yep. It's your idea. It's a delightful idea. I'm so glad you thought of this. Original idea,
honey. No one has ever said it before.
God.
Yeah.
Yep.
And sure, it was your idea, Grandpa.
I've got the first four cabinets done. So I've got them set in the office. And I'm about to work on the middle cabinet. They'll have the drawers. My wife looks at it. She's like, oh. I was like, what do you mean, oh? She's like, well, they're bigger than I thought. I was like, wait. She's like, well, on the paper, they look smaller. I said, well, on the paper, they're like 64th scale. She's like, that's not what I meant. I was like, but what? She's like, I just, drawing them across, you had five cabinets. And now I look and there's, I was like, yep, sound it out for me. Five. She's like, what? But they're a different size. I'm like, no, this is the size that it said on the paper. This is the paper drawn to scale that's drawn to the wall. Well, that looks bigger than 36 inches. That's, well, it's not. Said. I held up the tape measure. I said, look. And she's like, that says 37 and a half. I was like, well, dear, the walls of each cabinet box are 3/4 inch. So you take an inch and a half away and it's 36. Well, maybe once those are in there, it'll look the right, because I was like, okay, when I get that inch and a half of material in there, it'll make all the difference.
Yep.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Yep.
This is the Chris Gets Divorced Because He Keeps Saying Things podcast. So we should move on.
She's not here. Yeah, that's the thing, though. The kids. Oh, yeah, the kids. They're like,
yeah,
hey, little, mom, guess what Dad said today?
The little spies upstairs.
Yeah.
Listening to your talk about their generation.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you know what? One day things won't be rad for you.
It's Zombies Pizza.
It does. How would Zah mean weed?
I don't know, because they're dumb.
God. I gotta look it up now. Good. Zah means, yeah, Zah meaning weed. Zaza. For example, kids might text, do you have Zah?
This sounds like some.
Because derived from exotic. No, 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 no. Exotic was shortened to Zotic, which is short to Zah. You know what? No. No, this is laziness on your stupid generation. No. Zah means pizza. Weed means weed. I can see if it was one thing, like, hey, you got any can? Because it's cannabis.
Wow.
Stupid kids. Or we. Yeah, call it we. Shorten the weed to we. Yo, man, you got some wee wee?
Some of that wee wee.
God, my neighbor, he's a cop. Maybe he'll go undercover one day. I say, hey, yeah, here's, I got some slang terms for you. Got a wee wee? Come back. I'm shot at. Thanks. golly day.
Well, topic two.
Topic two. So I texted you the other day. I was watching some Mad Max, and I was watching the original one, which side tangent. I got an argument today at lunch. Somebody's like, no, Mad Max was the second movie. The first movie was The Road Warrior. I was like, no. He was Mad Max. Then it was Mad Max The Road Warrior. No. I was like, look it up. How could he be The Road Warrior if he was a cop?
God. Yeah, he's a cop first.
Yeah. That was a hard part of that movie. Trying to, some of the slang and stuff.
Like, yeah, well, it's very Australian.
They call them bronzers.
Yeah.
The cops.
Yeah.
And just some of the things. But yeah, so watching Mad Max and everything got me thinking, you know, do you think we as a globe will ever go to a real apocalypse? Will it, like, ever get to that point?
Like us, our people alive right now?
I'm just saying, you know, in the next 100 years, between Mad Max and Fallout and other things.
Yes.
Yeah?
Yeah. I mean, it's pretty clear that uncontrolled population growth plus weakening of resources, and that's all going to lead to something very bad. Just don't know what that's going to be.
You see, people aren't smart enough to do the right thing.
Yeah. I mean, we just had executives of oil companies just admit that they lied about climate change for 34 years, that they knew that it was all bad. And people are still like, fuck those electric cars. Like, there are people.
I heard it the other day. That was, well, you saw what that battery did at Best Buy the other day. Then get rid of your cell phone. God, I hate
people. But what do you think happens when cars catch on fire?
Yeah.
Have you ever seen a gasoline car catch on fire or a fuel tanker?
Yeah. Big flame.
Big flame.
Big smoke.
Like, it's the whole argument I have with, like, I get mad about with people with, you know, you can't have electric cars because it does this. It's like, sure, mining batteries, not great.
Yeah.
Building cars, also not great.
Yeah.
They don't come off the car tree.
They don't?
No.
No, they don't. They grow out of the ground like potatoes.
Yeah. Oh, sorry. You harvest your cars.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. All the plastics and all the shit that's in your car, all of the battery in your car, pretty close to the battery in an electric car. You still had to build a battery for your car.
It's, oh, yeah.
You know, but that argument is crazy to me. But the people of the Eastern Shore are, screw climate change. It's not happening. Meanwhile,
it's not on the Eastern Shore. That's why we don't have emissions testing. We have historic tags.
But most of the Eastern Shore is retaining water, and the water level is rising significantly.
No.
I drive on your shore all the time, and I see standing water in places that standing water didn't exist 10 years ago.
God, we all know how to swim, though. It's not a big deal.
Oh, I don't think I shared this conversation.
Oh, God.
I had this conversation with one of the people we work with, lives on a small island to the south of us. And I said, what are you going to do when the island sinks?
Yeah.
Well, my house is on the high point. Is your foundation on the high point, bud? How do you think your house is built?
Well, it's made of wood. It will float.
When the roads are underwater, what will you do? Well, I have a boat and I'll just ride out to my house.
Oh, my God.
And your sewer and water and electric will come from?
Oh, gosh.
Where? What's your point?
Well,
because that's the thing. A lot of people, anytime there's flooding like that, folks, in a city, it's poop.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. It's poop and real bad stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. All the stuff we've been burying under the ground for all these years comes out. Yeah. But it boggles my mind to have that conversation with people.
Yeah.
And I don't know how to solve it because, we're going to have an apocalypse.
So which way should I go? Should I build a vault under my house or should I trick my Jeep out like Mad Max style?
Oh, I think the only answer is trick your Jeep like Mad Max style. But I think really the right answer to that question is to trick your Jeep out and get really good at riding a bicycle.
It's true. Yeah.
Because
as long as it's a bike, I don't want to ride a horse.
Sure. Bikes are better.
Yeah.
As long as you understand basic maintenance, your bike will last forever. You don't have to feed them.
Yeah.
God. There's no fuel.
Yeah.
Your car is going to run out of gas pretty quickly.
No.
Yes.
If you learn anything from these, so there will be roaming tankers that you can just steal the gas from.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. I love people who are quote unquote preppers, and their plan is I'm going to do X, and I'm going to have this 2.5 truck that I'm going to put a turret on, and I'm going to be able to drive for it.
Yeah.
That vehicle's going to run out of fuel in an hour.
Yeah.
What's your plan then?
Yeah. Or I've got 2,000 gallons of fuel saved up.
Oh, well, gas goes bad.
Okay. Gas goes bad. Gas.
I do remember that being a thing. Like, people were hoarding gas.
Oh, yeah.
And people were like, you realize it goes bad.
Yeah.
Like, it's perishable.
Yeah.
Yeah. Your only answer is to get the heck out of the cities, go to the country.
Yeah.
High Point.
Eat a lot of peaches.
And eat a lot of peaches.
The High Point. Well, you just said the High Point didn't matter, Ron.
Well, there's a difference between the highest point of Chincoteague Island of 6 inches off the sea level and the Rockies. Right? Like,
yeah.
You know, it doesn't take, that's the thing that's like crazy to me. People are like, oh, Ocean City can survive 6 inches of sea rise. Like,
no, it can't. No, it
can't.
No.
Do you understand how much water 6 inches of water is?
6 inches of ocean? That's like all the way to Berlin.
It's probably all the way to Baltimore.
Really?
To be honest.
Yeah. Yeah, it might be. Yeah.
It's.
Yeah.
There's not a lot in the way.
No. Wait, you mean you shouldn't live on a barrier island?
Yeah, that's okay. Yeah, that's that's a fair point. It's like these morons putting these $1 million houses on what's that one in Carolina you all go to? Outer Banks.
Oh yeah.
Why do you think they were the Outer Banks?
Yeah.
Yeah. Not the place everybody lives on.
Yeah, not the banks.
Yeah. They're that's the place that goes away all the time and gets replenished.
Yeah. Well, it's like moves. The people who build houses in Ocean City on Stinky Beach.
Is that really the name of the beach?
Yeah.
That's a terrible name for a place.
Yeah. Well, it's because it stinks.
That's fair. Well, Ocean City is my favorite. If you want to have a real view of the apocalypse coming, go be in the inlet area of Ocean City when it rains.
Oh, yeah.
And that's been going on for 15 years.
Yeah.
I mean, it's underwater every time it rains. Yeah.
What? Just look behind headquarters. Anytime it rains, that poor 7-Eleven guy.
Yeah.
I didn't realize I needed to put a boat ramp in here.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it wasn't like that when we started with the city.
No. Well, to be fair, when we started with the city, that was a large cranberry bog, which probably
soaked did up a lot the water, to mitigate
the water.
Yeah. So you're saying they just need to dig a hole? Wouldn't that work? That'll offset sea rise. You just dig a big hole and it all goes in there.
You have to be a really big hole. Really big.
You just said it only has to be 6 inches. That's all it's going to rise.
Yeah, but you have to funnel all the water into the hole.
Yeah.
And it would have to be a really deep hole. Don't step in that. Oh, there goes Timmy again.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sorry, Tim.
Yeah, I never really got into the prepper thing because I think your best answer is
common bullet sense. Early.
Oh.
What'd you say?
A bullet early.
Oh.
Get out.
Yeah.
It's going to suck no matter what, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Like, the Fallout Vault is amazing if you're one of the ones in the vault.
Yeah, but it depends on what vault you're in.
Well, I mean, the dystopian part of the fact that they, like, are using the vaults as experiments kind of sucks.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's, like, the best kind of joke in Fallout 76 is that that fault is full of like super intellectuals.
Yeah.
And the one guy is like, I would like to get promoted from janitor. I have a PhD in rocket propulsion.
And leave Fallout. I mean, people keep up with their hygiene.
If you're in a vault.
Well, if you're in a vault, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's the thing. I don't think people understand. There's going to be a lot of stinky people in the apocalypse.
Oh, yeah.
God.
It's terrible.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I will say, I think I would prefer the dress code of Fallout than Mad Max.
Mad Max is very pointy.
Very pointy and a lot of leather. I'm not a big leather guy.
And football pads.
Yeah.
The first thing you do is raid a Dick's Sporting Goods.
What is that, for protection? No, that's for show.
You're only on you know, movie one of the Mad Max.
Oh, yeah.
You got to get to Thunderdome. There's some real outfits in Thunderdome.
Yeah. Well, Road Warrior has some, too. But
yeah.
It just starts to dip its toe.
Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, I think I am going to watch all of them leading up to Furiosa.
I mean, they're all good.
Yeah. So evidently the actor who played Toe Cutter in Mad Max
is Injun Joe in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
What?
I didn't know that till today.
How? What? What rock do you live under sometimes?
I'm sorry. I didn't have my little paws on Amazon Prime so I could see who it was.
But they made a big deal of it when he put the movie out.
Yeah, but see, I didn't pay attention to a lot of the hoopla around the movie. I just went and watched it.
Oh, we love that movie.
Yeah, it's a good movie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I really could have done completely without Tom Hardy's character being Mad Max in that movie.
Yeah.
I think they could have just been like, this is Fury Road. It's set in the Mad Max universe. This is just some other dude.
Yeah. Yeah, another name, like Zeke.
Yeah, sure. Or just, he kind of could have been skipped entirely out of the whole movie.
Yeah. Well, I mean, Furiosa is really her sequel or prequel to.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, both movies were about her.
Yeah. Which is great. But I think that they could have just, this is Fury Road, set in the same thing.
Yeah.
Mad Max is a fucking, you know, 90-year-old dude now.
Yeah. Yeah. He's just a legend.
Or however old Mel Gibson actually is.
Yeah. God, he's such a baby in Mad Max.
Yeah, as I told you, in that Gallipoli movie, it's crazy how young he is.
Yeah.
Poor, poor Mel Gibson.
Well, see, the madness carried over.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's it. I was watching it. I was like, yeah, I'm going to watch Mad Max. And one of the kids was like, is he angry? I was like, oh, yeah, but that's not why he's mad.
Right. Yeah, that's fair. I think Mel Gibson is one of those. Mel Gibson and Tom Cruise are the 2 points where I can say, I can dislike the person, but I'm cool with their art.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Wait, Tom Cruise with the Scientology and.
I mean, Scientology to me is no
weird. Vampire magic that.
So.
Oh, well, yeah. No, I totally get you with that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's all the same craziness to me.
It is. Yeah. It's just a different form of craziness.
Yeah. I think my biggest problem with all survival apocalypse scenarios, I don't want to be thirsty all the time.
Yeah. Yeah. Clean water's a big deal.
Like Waterworld is the worst. I got to piss into a distiller and drink my own pee water.
Yeah. Mm. It's just a bad movie all around, but
it's not a good movie.
Yeah. Well, it was set around the Chris Fieldians because they had webbed toes.
Yeah. It had such good potential as a movie.
Yeah.
But it is not executed great.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't think people have to worry about zombies.
No, that's not a thing. Why would it be a thing?
Yeah. No.
I had a friend who was, we would drink and he would always be like, you know, you'd be great to have in an apocalypse because, you know, you're a paramedic and a firefighter. Those are useful skills. I'm like, what of my skills translates into survival?
Yeah. I mean, I can patch you up a little bit.
I can give you some drugs that unless somebody gives you the rest of the drugs, you're still going to die. You just lived a little bit longer.
Your life was just a longer pain.
Yeah. I mean, I can administer pain medication.
Yeah.
As long as we got that, we're good. I mean, EMT is useful because, you know, basic first aid is useful to know.
Yeah.
Anyways.
Right.
But really, in a survival scenario, a paramedic's basically useless. You hung over, I can give you a bag. Well, as long as the bags last. And once they go bad, we're screwed.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. Because it brings you back to the whole fresh water.
Right. Hmm. I'm not distilling my own normal saline. So,
yeah.
And I don't know how to make lactated ringers. I barely understand what it is.
Well, you wait for the mama ringer to give birth. You know, to give birth, and then she's lactating. So you, you know.
That's correct.
Yeah. You got to make sure it's a Rizzler, though, that goes and lactates. God. Oh, my God. No cap. That's another one.
Isn't that like, I don't understand the no cap thing.
Yeah, no lying or something.
Just speak English.
Yeah.
Or whatever language you speak.
Right, yeah.
But maybe, maybe they're smarter than we are.
Maybe.
Do you think this is how a universal language would actually be?
Could be.
Like, that's the Blade Runner universe, right? Like, they all speak kind of the same.
Yeah, it's like, what? It's common.
Yeah, it's like common.
Yeah.
Maybe they're smarter than we are.
Maybe the emojis are the start of that.
Maybe it really is. We should get on board. You know what we should do?
God. Just start acting classes. Them out?
I was going to say we should take classes in emojis.
No, we could start classes in emojis.
We should start classes.
Oh my gosh. People will pay us hundreds of thousands of dollars for this.
Yes. Having trouble understanding your Gen Alpha, we're here to help.
Yeah.
Emoji Busters. Who are you going to call? Chris and Ron.
Oh my gosh. All right. Students, turn to page 10. All right. As you see here, there's smiley tree banana. What does that mean? Oh, God.
Today we'll be talking of the great emoji war of 2026.
Oh, the old people. I remember emoticons.
Here you do, Grandpa. Yeah. Your pager worked great. Okay.
You thank the kids and your laser discs.
Laser discs. Look, nothing makes me feel more like Grandpa Simpson with the famous quote, I used to be hip.
Yeah.
Now I don't even know what hip is.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. That's a, you know, I kind of tangential to this. The other night, I grabbed a pair of shorts out of the dresser, put them on. My wife and I go for a walk around the neighborhood. And I was like, you know what? I just don't like these shorts. She's like, oh, they look good on you. She's like, they're, you know, stylish. I was like, I think that's the problem. I was like, I don't need this. They're like, they're like mid-thigh.
Oh.
I was like, I don't like this. I want my shorts down to my kneecaps.
Yeah, yeah.
I need it. No one needs to see that part of my leg.
Yeah, that's weird a special little part of my leg. Knee?
Yeah. No, I don't. Yeah. And look, you folks nowadays that are wearing those, good on you. Yeah, I came from a generation that we wore long shorts because we saw what our parents wore in the 80s.
Because our parents wore shorts that came all the way up to their ass crack.
Oh, yeah.
Because they had those little white shorts with the blue freaking line on the side.
Oh, yeah.
And your bulge was at the bottom of the short.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Well, where are you going, Dad? Going running. Let me do some lunges first. Get all loosened
up. With my little
up.
Cut-off tank top. God.
Let me put my headband on and my white Reeboks. How's that, son?
Or my cut-off sweatshirt. My sweatshirt that with the sleeves were cut off and there's a V.
I think your one ball sticking out, Dad.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's the trauma we lived
through. Chuck it back, son. This will be you one day. And then we're like, no, it won't because I'll wear long shorts.
Yeah, well, I'll wear long shorts.
Yeah.
You know what's the most annoying thing French people do? They call it short.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
It's a pair short of short?
Is a pair of shorts.
What? No.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, do you wear long?
Pantalons? No, so no. Yeah, no.
Pantalon?
Yeah. But it's a pair of shorts is short. Short. Get your shit together, France.
Yeah. That doesn't make any sense because a shirt in Norwegian is short. SKJORT.
I do like how just Duolingo sometimes likes to make me translate the word t-shirt from English to French, which is t-shirt. And every once in a while when I practice it, I have to write t-shirt.
Nice.
Yeah. Though they spell it wrong because it's T-E-E shirt.
How do they spell it?
Dash shirt.
Oh, yeah, no. T-E-E.
Yeah.
Because it's a t-shirt.
It's a t-shirt. Yeah. Looks like a T when you put your hands out.
Yeah.
T-shirt.
Yeah. Well, I think we've proven that we're both old men.
Yeah, we lost our... Well, I got to go take my metformin and I can nap. Get my applesauce. Yeah. I'm doing some applesauce now.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, folks, you're out there. Go ask your kids what all of these emojis mean. And get back to us at Ron and Chris Emoji Academy. Edu.
Make sure you're mewing.
What?
You're mewing. You're putting your tongue on the roof of your mouth to have a sharper jawline.
Okay.
Follow us on Twitter and join the Discord group and just
drive safer and be better people.
Yes, drive safer, stay off your daggone phone.